Bartok went out. He traveled through a significant portion of Eastern Europe, actually. He roamed the countryside and listened to the music heard in small towns and at all sorts of celebrations. He attended weddings, dances, and religious ceremonies where he heard a very different sort of music from the romantic stuff being played in the concert halls in the cities. The music he heard is what we would consider folk music.
And then he had those same songs played in the concert halls?
No. At first, he went around to document the folk music. He really wanted to make sure the folk songs were written down before they disappeared. In fact, Bartok didn't start out the trip thinking of himself as a composer. He was an ethnomusicologist. He studied the traditional music of the region. But it turns out that what would later have a notable influence on European music on the whole was the way Bartok used elements he heard in folk songs in his own compositions. He adopted a number of elements from what he heard, like unusual rhythms, and he liked to use the glissando as his hallmark, which he probably got from listening to Croatian folk music. A glissando is... Well, I've got a recording of Bartok here. Let's wait until the music is fresh in our minds. Susie, do you have something you want to ask first?
Yeah. Before, you mentioned nationalism and...
Right, yes. When Bartok had his new pieces performed, their folk music roots made them instantly popular. It happened to be a time of strong nationalism in Austria-Hungary, so his compositions came at just the right time. He became very successful there. Particularly, when Bartok's ballet, The Wooden Prince, opened, there was great excitement for music that included musical elements from local folk songs, music that reflected the region's musical traditions. However, as popular as Bartok was in his homeland, he did not get much international recognition during his lifetime.